Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Dot Zack building in the Grand Center area. Come by anytime, but on every Friday they'll have new music happy hour going on. They'll have new records spinning, and they'll have new music. This Friday, August 11th, they'll have records from Portugal, The Man, Coldplay, Foster the People, The Districts, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, and much, much more. Find full details at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. And this year, Music Record Shop is also the official sponsor of Lufest. So be sure to follow along and figure out how you can win yourself some Lufest tickets this year. Again, all details, musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, this is Brent.
This is Zach
of Silent
Hollow.
Y'all.
Nailed it.
Wait, am I Brent or am I Zach?
I'm Brent.
You're
Zach.
What?
Am I Zach this time?
I don't know.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of Silent Hollow. Welcome Woo. Back to the show, guys.
What's hey. Going on, brother?
Hey, it's been a bit.
Yeah.
I looked at my website just a moment ago, and I pulled up, and then it was October 2015. We hung out. Like episode 193 or something like that. Something like that. But yeah, but yeah, almost 2 years ago we hung out last on the show.
Whoa.
On
we the show. We hung out a lot. Okay,
yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
We hang out all the time, Shane.
Right,
we're
yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah. Definitely best friends.
Take the sarcasm out of that.
No, we did just hang out a bit ago. What was went to see Discrepancy, me and Zach, and that was a good party.
It was. This guy's put on a good show.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm glad to be back here hanging out. We got some things happening. We got you guys just went on tour.
We went on a mini tour.
Yeah.
For one day.
Right. Yeah.
To one place. Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And well, it totally went smooth.
Yeah.
Like without a hitch.
Like Rob Thomas. Yeah.
Without a hitch is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a hitch, without a trailer, without...
It's a good joke and you didn't even mean it.
The things yeah. we needed to get down there. But yeah, it worked out. We had some issues with our trailer. And we didn't wind up having a trailer. But we still got down there. Thanks to our new bass player's dad's truck.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Mr. Curry.
Yeah. Came through. We had to take two cars down there. That was not the plan, but it ended up working down there. We got down there and played. Drove right back. Long day.
Yeah. That was like about 5 hours or something?
I think it took us like four and a half.
Four and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I've done that a couple times. Not playing shows, but went to... Me and my buddy Dustin drove to Chicago for an Alice in Chains show and turned around and drove home. I worked that day, got off work, drove straight up there, went to the Alice in Chains show, rocked out at the House of Blues,
and turned around and drove back home. And I was exhausted, man. But it was show was incredible. But yeah, like driving, 10-hour round trip thing like that, like that's makes for a real long day.
It does. sure does.
Yeah. But you, who'd you play with down there?
Played with Five Stories and Six Down Sunday, and another band jumped on late. I have Moths to.
Oh man, I feel bad now.
Now we look like jackass.
But Five Stories and Six Down Sunday, we're putting it on. Kinda.
We'll just overdub it later.
Just bleep that part out. Can you just beep us?
And.
Yeah, well, that's cool, man. So you guys, I mean, a lot of your stuff's been around here, but how'd it go down and, you know,
besides, it was awesome.
Yeah, besides, the not having the trailer part of it.
It was so much fun. Yeah. We were kind of sweating getting down there, and then we were messaging the lady Jenny, who was putting it on, that was,
sorry, man, I gotta fix this. It's where Moth and Rust Destroy. We're
overdub.
Not going to play Jackass.
It's overdub. They were a last-minute ad. No, yeah. It's cool. But, yeah, Jenny, we were talking to her, and we were like, yeah, you know, we're running late. But we did finally get down there, and everybody was so cool and super welcoming, and the bands we played with were awesome. And
yeah.
It was just a really good time. Nice. Awesome time down in Jackson, Tennessee.
The best, worst part about it, because they were all real cool, and we wanted to hang out. But we basically played, watched them, packed up, and got out of there real quick. So.
Right.
Long drive.
So, yeah. I don't remember the drive home. The drive home wasn't too bad.
Yeah, because you were drinking passed out.
Whoa. We drank about the same, not that much. I just got to sleep on the way back a little bit. Although I woke up with a backache, if that makes you feel better.
Yes, right. It does.
You slept on the way down there. I don't know why you're crying.
I did. That was awesome.
Well, you guys... you guys want to do some more of that stuff? I mean, are we looking to
definitely.
Continue some of these weekend trips?
Weekend warrior stuff? We're totally down to do that stuff, you know. Like to go up to Chicago would be cool to do. I know a few people up there that are like, you should come up here.
Yeah.
Like, tell us where to play.
Just all about setting it up. We love playing shows here in St. Louis. We've got a couple in the works actually coming up. But definitely want to get out.
Yeah.
Definitely want to see what's going on outside of St. Louis and play some shows out there. So
yeah.
Playing with bands like Five Stories and Six Down Sunday makes it real easy to, you know.
Yeah.
There was I don't know, I started following them online, and then one of their events popped up on my page or my Facebook or whatever, and it was like, Five Down?
Or Five Stories.
Five Stories and Six Down. So it was I guess they play together a lot.
Yeah.
So it was like, but then there was a third band on that bill that was like something seven. So I thought it was funny. There was 5, 6, and 7. And then like the fourth band on that bill on this particular show was like, had Hate in the name something. And I was like, they should change their name to 8 for the day. So it'd be 5, 6, 7, 8. So like, anyway, it was, They appreciated my dumb joke, and so yeah.
That was as do we. So,
but yeah, I mean, how rare is that though to get a 5, 6, 7 on the same shows and
maybe
stuff?
Maybe they lined up like that on purpose.
Right.
It's
a tour.
Yeah.
It's the 5, 6, 7, 8 tour.
Yeah. But they that's you guys are talking about around here, but do have one show coming up here next weekend.
Yep.
And that'll be just outside of St. Louis here in Steelville area.
Yep.
And that's at the Bird's Nest Lodge, and this is Rockfest again this year.
Rockfest. Shout out to Josh Heron for doing this again. It's a pleasure working with him again. And
thanks, Josh.
Yeah. We had a ton of fun last year.
Yeah.
We're hoping we can get Bat Beats just as drunk as we did last year and take some more pictures for everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what was they passed out on the picnic table?
Yeah. I tried to take him to a bed. He didn't want to, so then he got fucked with. It was really his fault.
How good that sounded.
You're taking it weird. You're getting weird. Yeah. Just because Strange Shirt says, let's get weird, doesn't mean you have to.
But you, yeah, you'll be down there again. You'll be playing Saturday night, but party goes all weekend.
Friday, also, Saturday, Sunday.
Get your weekend passes.
Yeah.
Definitely hit that up. Unfortunately, we can't get down there till Saturday morning, but we'll be there all day Saturday and Sunday to hang out and rock out with everyone.
Yeah, you got like one day, you got discrepancies, Coovie, my man.
So many good bands. Yeah. System Slave, Outcome of Betrayal.
One Day, of course.
Are they playing? I don't think they're playing.
No. Well, they should.
They should play.
maybe not. I don't know. I thought I saw they were playing on that, but maybe I misread. We got a lot happening. We're down there, so get your tickets. Reserve your campsites and come party all weekend. And again, that's at Bird's Nest Lodge. So check it out. I remember last year you guys saw some video and stuff of you guys doing like. I'm on a boat and stuff.
Yeah, that was last year. It was a good time.
With Evan, right?
A lot of fun to do with Evan, yeah. Come out and do that with us.
He had the vocal processor, so he pretty much nailed the T-Pain part. Right.
Yeah, man, he's a super talented singer, man. I really like Evan a lot.
And, yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah. Doing For the Birds now. I think that's his recent project since Maiden Waves is kind of parted and stuff. So kind of a bummer, but he's still very active in it. And so catch him playing around town. But you guys bringing out any other special guest you think for this set? Got some things in the works.
Have to show up to Bird's Nest Lodge next Saturday, or get there Friday early.
Now we have to come up with something cool. Shane blew it.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll cut all this out.
It's gonna be a very underwhelming show until you said that.
We do have some flashlights that we're gonna shine around while we're playing.
Nice. Yeah.
Some cool like flashlight stuff.
Yeah.
Might even use that strobe option on the flashlight.
Right. And in case you can't hear it, my vapor background, I'm actually the new fog machine.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
He's on guitar / fog now.
Running all the special effects, guys. That's going to be a fun weekend for sure. So check that out. I think there's a Facebook event and all the other details there and all that stuff.
There is.
So, since we don't have all the proper listing of bands and all that fun stuff in front of me, but since I'm not very well prepared.
Well, that's okay.
We're not prepared either.
Yeah. But you guys, like I said, it's been 2 years almost since we last spoke. I mean, since then, you guys, we kind of got a little lineup change.
We have.
So we got some new faces.
Yeah, we had Drake retired from the business.
Yeah.
He is living that corporate life now, grinding the gears.
Grinding it.
And if you hear this, fuck you, Drake. Not bitter at all.
Yeah. No, it was an amicable thing.
Yeah.
He moved on and doing his own thing, and we've got a couple new guys coming in, and we're excited to be writing. That's kind of where our focus has been in the 2 years since we've been, other than the shows we were doing there kind of shortly after we spoke last to now. I mean, we've been really kind of trying to write and put new material together and put a new show together.
Yeah.
We've been viciously writing. We've almost got one song done.
Nice.
Almost there.
Almost, almost there. Right on the cusp.
Yeah. Along with all that, you guys telling me you are looking to record then this fall and get some new material out there.
We are. We've been talking to some studios, and we think we're going to be hitting it late September, early October. Hopefully, we have planned two songs right now, but hoping to get a couple more in the next few months to get in there. Also, we need money, so if you guys have money and you want to throw it at us,
sure,
just feel free
anytime
to just make it rain over here.
All right, maybe put a tip jar out there at Rockfest and like
that's a good idea.
Yeah. No, we definitely need to do
that. Also, a cooler that says with a tip jar, so they can donate beer because
right.
We'll take that.
We'll take that as well.
Right. Money or beer.
Beer is accepted. Whiskey is also accepted. Basically, any alcohol is
if
good.
If you're feeling generous and want to do money and beer, it's completely up to you.
Yeah. Just overdo it.
Sure. Are you guys floating down there too, or is it pretty...
I think a lot of people are floating. We're probably not going to float. I think we're going to do what we did last year. We'll just find a nice spot in the river and sit there and drink.
Hammered, listen to music. Go check out the band.
Sure.
You know.
Once again, try to get Steve as drunk as possible.
I went down that area for my bachelor party float trip with a bunch of my buddies. And we did, they brought along a flabongo. And I did like...
Do tell.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Yeah, I think I did like... I think it holds like 3 beers in it. And I did like 2 of those like before we got on the bus.
Shango
night night. Yeah. So, like, and I don't drink. So like it, I was already feeling pretty good about 9 o'clock in the morning. So like it was...
nice.
It turned into a wild day on the river.
It's always a good time.
Yeah. And then my buddy Nick... a little pro tip, he bought a bunch of those like mini bottles of Coke and opened them all up and took drinks out of all of them and then put whiskey in them. So he made his our rum, I guess. Or no, whiskey. It was whiskey. Yeah, he was doing whiskey and Coke. And I'm like, so yeah. So he had them all like pre-mixed drinks and
nice.
Stuff.
I'm like, oh, spill everywhere.
Yeah. Right. So it was, but then like later on, I was like, you know, I wasn't in the mood to drink anymore, and I was like, I need a drink, and I opened up the cooler, and I thought it was just a Coke, and I took a drink of that, and I was like, ooh!
Can't escape the party.
Right. Well, once you're, like, expecting Coke, and it's got a big old shot of whiskey in there, like, you're like, it throws you for a loop, but...
I put vodka in a water bottle one time. We were going downtown for my friend's bachelor party, and the bachelor... needed to drink water. Thought my water bottle was a water bottle.
Right.
And he took like 3 giant chugs before he realized what was going on. I thought he was going to choke to death. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, he was fine, so right, we can laugh about it now. But
right.
He coughed so hard.
Yeah, but...
I'm like, how did you not realize that wasn't water?
It's going down so smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That that'll be pretty fun though to gather and float, and should be hopefully some beautiful weather and everything. And
I think it's Josh sent us over on the Facebook group chat that the weather's supposed to be just gorgeous all weekend. So
yeah it'll be fun. But yeah, if you see these guys wandering around, give them beer or whiskey and. Throw some dollars in their chip jar so they can get in the studio.
Please!
Like high fives and hugs, too.
Right.
Brent enjoys a nice slap on the ass, but make it hard.
You gotta say good game.
Otherwise, it's weird.
You, so yeah, this, recording, though, like, this how long has it been since the EP came out then? That's
2015.
Yeah.
So
2 years.
Right.
2 years. Yeah, I think we were talking to you right when.
Yeah, we
right
after we released
up
it,
some
we
tracks
did,
Yeah.
So we got. So it's been a minute, and be good to get some new recordings out there and some new stuff and.
That's the plan.
But yeah, man. Especially with the new lineup and everything too, and.
Yeah,
we basically took the year off because we were rebuilding with. You
right.
Know,
we a lot going on this year.
Yeah, we brought. Brought Scott in on the drums, and then we brought Matt in on bass, and you know, there was trial period where we just had to feel each other out, so we just, you know, been working and trying to write, and also Brent and I tried to kill each other one time, but we won't talk about that.
Right.
We'll just say there were knives involved.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Investigation pending.
Oh yeah, I forgot we're not supposed to talk about it.
We try to keep that under wraps for Matt and Scott, but I mean, sometimes the crazy comes out.
Yeah.
We're excited to start playing shows. We're excited to have them on this Rockfest thing because they get to really see us in our rare form.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably three shits to the wind. Then. Did I say that right? No, I think so.
I think
3 sheets. 3 sheets to the wind? I think it's 4. Seven sheets to the wind.
I'm pretty sure you said shits, though, not sheets.
That's not it. Did. Wait, yeah. That's not it?
You're going to bleep that out, right?
No.
Because you can't fucking cuss on here.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That'll be fun, though. Get some nice new recordings. I'm excited to hear what Silent Hall has been up to.
Me too.
Right.
Yeah.
What have we been doing?
Yeah. You guys did do a little, since we don't have recordings yet, we did do a little acoustic jam today, and it turned out real nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Little Incubus for you.
Bloody me while I burn. I never thought I would be 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion. What was me? But I guess that it comes with the territory. And I'm an the landscape of never any calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see that battle I can take. And exploding seems like an imminent possibility.
Did you guys, weren't they were here not too long ago, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go.
You didn't make it there?
No.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, I work on Tuesday nights. Didn't work out.
All right.
They didn't call me ahead of time to ask if I could go.
Right. Can you get off this one?
Zap, we're coming to town, man. We need you there.
It's like, guys, I really want to go to your show, but you have to move it. And they're like, we have other things planned. I was like, move them. Didn't happen.
Nay.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever got to see them live. I think I hear that they're a real good time though, but
they are.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually caught a live show yet.
I haven't either.
Really?
So I don't feel bad. Yeah. I've never seen them live.
I've seen them like a handful of times. Always great.
I don't know. Sometimes, well, unless, I don't think so, but I don't think they've been on one of those, any of the Point Fest, because like sometimes those run together for me on which bands I might have saw it. Like when you see that much music on a one day and stuff. So, but
plus, there's been so many of them. It's just
well, yeah, they start doing them like 2 a year and stuff, and then it's like, well, I don't know, I forget if it, but I don't believe so. But yeah, so you guys did Pardon Me, which one of my favorites from them for sure. So check that out.
Yeah, if you don't like it, pardon us.
Right, you're sorry.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
Yeah,
but we are sorry. Sorry.
Yep, you guys. So we're thinking like two, starting with two songs. Maybe they're looking for an EP.
Yeah, you know,
or
I mean, we recorded the first EP with a couple different studios and a couple different. There were a few different minds involved with the recording of that. So with this one, we kind of want to go with a cohesive mind, and we're in the works with that, trying to figure out dates with studio time and whatnot like that. So we don't want to necessarily give away too much, I guess, right
now.
Yeah,
we're talking to about going in there to the
blank.
That's studio and
hopefully we can we want to try it out and see how those first couple songs go, and then maybe hopefully work closer towards either another EP or a full length album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're kind of wanting to try to find a studio where we go in there with an idea for a song, and then he'll just write the rest of the song for us
and just make
us famous. Yeah.
Is that not how it works?
We won't platinum gold sign.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking low.
You're setting the bar too low.
I was just talking to For the City. I had those sat down with Wiley and Jeremy Burton the other night, and they were talking about, they just recently, as I'm recording this, the record came out yesterday, and they recorded with Dan Marzella of Story of the Year.
Nice.
And and Wiley was talking about, there was he went to his bathroom and was taking a poop next to his gold record. next to Dan's gold record there, so
you've made it.
Yeah.
That moment you realize you made it.
Yeah. It's an interesting place to put your gold record in the shitter.
Right.
Where's your gold record? So I put it in the shitter.
Right. So, but I don't know, man. Like you're saying, like having something like that, like a gold record, that'd be pretty wild, though.
Yeah,
or platinum, like you're saying.
I'll take a silver or a bronze. I'm not really picky right now.
I'd honestly take an aluminum.
Yeah, aluminum would be good too.
even aluminum foil.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Just make it
whatever, man.
Cardboard. Cover it up with.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that'd be pretty wild stuff, man. I don't know. Those guys. They did big things. They got to see the world and all that stuff, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's pretty wild to see that they come out of St. Louis and, get to do this stuff. And I don't know, it's really exciting. And I don't know, I imagine as a band like yourselves, like your guys, coming up, trying to do the same thing, it's like, it's got to be, inspiring in the sense where you realize that all this stuff is possible. Mm-hmm. People have done it, it's like,
sure,
yeah, definitely. So, seeing bands like Story of the Year and like The Urge, able to do something, is it's like, okay, well, maybe it is possible.
Sure,
it's gonna be a lot of fucking work, but it's cool.
Well, and it's exciting to see too, what our peers are doing.
Right.
The discrepancies, guys, and Skyburnt White and all those guys. I love seeing what they're doing next. Mm-hmm. Discrepancies put out their awakening, and that was, everybody was like, wow, look what we can do.
Did you say that it woke up the scene?
Woke it up.
Damn.
No, but it's awesome to see those guys doing well and constantly, not to
except for Steve, fuck Steve. Fuck you,
Steve. Right. And not to play on words, but constantly raising the bar. I had to.
That was high.
I had to.
Way to get high.
Nailed it.
He got
no, but they do. They literally you know, put something out that was awesome, and it's not for anybody to, you know, I was talking with some of the guys in Skyburn White one time, it's nothing to ever get jealous about or anything like that. You kick back and it's like, oh, okay, now I need to, you know, get better and do something to, you know, be awesome like that. Yeah, we can do it. Look at our friends do it. We can do it. Right. You know?
I definitely feel like it's kind of a healthy competition. You know, it's like not necessarily that we're all like, you know, competing against each other, but it's like you're saying, we all want to help build each other up. So it's like you see somebody do something cool, you're like, yeah, man, we got to do that too, or right. whatever it is. And like, so you got to constantly stay on your A game and keep bringing it.
Right. Well, and you don't sit back and go, oh, you know, look at that. You know, I need to put out the next big rap rock album. Right. It's like, you know, we're not that band. We're not going to do that.
But we've thought about it.
Just for that considerable amount of time. Yes, yeah. We did think about it. It just gives us the motivation to kind of step it up. And you know, like we've said, we've been focusing on writing, and now we're excited to get in the studio and kind of bring those things out.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you guys, what are you writing about? Anything in particular? In
that one song? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. No, we don't write about that stuff, man.
No.
We write Big Booty Hoes.
Right.
Yeah. That's the new single coming out.
You know, whatever comes to mind.
Right.
I don't know. A lot of the stuff, when I write lyrics, it's... Shut up, Brian. I hate you. You're the worst.
What do you write about?
A lot of times I don't even know what I'm writing about until I get, like, partway through the song. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's what I'm writing about. And then that's, you know, I kind of get into that mindset and I finish the song. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the old songs, I would, like, wake up in the middle of the night and I would even forget that I had wrote lyrics down, and I'd wake up and they're, like, sitting on my nightstand. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did get up in the middle of the night and write lyrics. That's fucking crazy. It was gibberish and it didn't make any sense, but that's why most of our songs don't make any damn sense.
Sometimes.
We're talking, you mentioned, you know, you having children and stuff. Are they helping inspire any of this, any lyrics or anything like that?
Yes and no. I don't know. I feel like most of my lyrics are about, like, shitty feelings, so I've tried to write like love songs and stuff, and I feel like they always come out super sappy and I don't like them.
Yeah.
My wife is always asking me, why don't you write me a love song? I'm like, I wrote you a fucking love song, it just fucking sucks.
So we're not gonna record it.
So yeah. I'm pretend like it didn't fucking happen. But no, I'd like to. It might just be me. I don't really like anything I do. It, you know, it takes a minute for me to, like, sit back and go, okay, it's not terrible. All right. I like it. But, I don't know. I'm never really happy with what we do, so I'm always trying to raise the bar.
Yeah. It
was funny the first time.
I brought it back as a full circle, man. That's cool now.
Yeah, it's a callback. Yeah, I think... again, with For the City, Wiley was kind of echoing the same thing, like how, you know, he thinks he's not a very good singer, and, you know, he's like never been used to hearing compliments and stuff like that, but, you know, like this is like the first record that he's been really proud of, and that people are saying positive things about it and all this stuff, so he's like not used to all that, and like and things, so it was like you know, but yeah, it was just like, it's a great record they put out, but it's like, you know, again, he's in that same boat. He's never been really proud of anything until now. So maybe you guys get in there and write this
next. I can't wait to hear this then.
Write your next record. Maybe those things will.
Wiley and I will have a lot to talk about.
But yeah, no, yeah. If you guys haven't checked out that record, it's pretty solid stuff, man. I really really dig what they're doing. They got a good thing happening. So
yeah.
Rockfest on Saturday night. You can see your boys, Silent Hollow.
Hey.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
We might even play.
Yeah?
We haven't decided yet.
Thinking about it, huh?
We just don't know if any... We don't want to put everybody through that if they don't have to.
I think I'm just going to do the fog for all the bands.
Right.
Brent will just be standing next to the stage with this vapor.
And you'll hear a lot of that.
Do you even vape, bro?
Even know?
this fog machine smells like grape.
It's mango.
Yeah, man. You guys do have quite a bit of setup down here. We're hanging out here at band practice. You got your all the gear around and stuff. So, you guys look like you're ready to put on a rock show. That's for sure.
Yeah,
it would look like that.
We'll see. We'll see how it all turns out.
Yeah.
But no, that was a big thing for us. You know, I mean, kind of talking about playing in St. Louis and everything like that is like you can play a show in St. Louis and you can play another show in St. Louis and you can keep playing shows in St. Louis and you know, again, we love playing shows in St. Louis, but we want to make sure that we've got something new to play in St. Louis too, you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So we've been kind of focusing again on the writing process, but also, you know, on the stage performance and everything like that. Like, we want to bring something new when we do kind of kick back, you know, play pops or wherever we play.
I think, you know, we talked about discrepancies, and I think that's, like, the biggest thing for them. Like, let alone they put out that Awakening, an incredible record, but their stage show. I mean, mm-hmm. they stepped it up with all the boards and everything. Just, like, there's so much going on now on their lighting and everything else, and, like, it made it more of a true show, you know, instead of just playing songs and stuff. So, like, there's a lot of that. The production is a big part of mm-hmm.
right.
stepping it up, taking it to the next level.
Well, and liking the songs is one thing, but people want it. Why would we go to the show if just because we like your songs?
Yeah.
You know, do something for
buy
me,
that
so.
On, not yeah. even buy it on it's Spotify, Spotify or whatever. But yeah, like, you know, and we were talking about Fivefold earlier, you know, that was a band that I love seeing live just mm-hmm. because you know, their live performance is just amazing. And I think that's important to put a lot into your live performance, and that's, you know, like between, you know, we remember Napster and all that and blah, 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 when that all started.
Yeah.
And now you can download music, you know, you can download the song, you can rip the song, you can, you know, if you're thank you for buying the song if you yes. do, you know? But you know, the live performance, that's where you see the wild stuff, that's where you see the stuff that didn't make it to the record right. or, you know, maybe never will see yeah. again. So that's
there you
that's
go. There's
what
another
we try
reason
to put
that
in.
Story of the Year was so popular. Going to watch them live was a fucking event, man. They're throwing guitars and jumping from the rafters and stuff,
yeah, and flips and
yeah backflips yeah. and shit. It's like, gotta go see this. What are they gonna do?
Sure. Yeah.
By the way, Brent's gonna learn how to do a backflip. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, stand by.
Yeah. Get on that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's a real bummer about Fivefold. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're last couple shows coming up. So
yeah,
I think
get out to them.
Ink Spot yeah. Block
get out to them if
them.
You can.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be Ink Spot. It's on the next weekend. That's the September 9th. So you can see the Fivefold headlining Ink Spot this year.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night, man. That's you guys going?
I think I'm definitely
go,
planning
yeah,
on
for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong with it.
And if anybody from Ink Spot is listening, we would like to do it next year.
Right.
And just
throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Sounds like you have an opening.
Yep. Yeah, man, that'd be fun. I mean, that's one of my favorite days of the year.
Yeah.
Every year, man, it's just it's a big family reunion every year, seems like, and just to get out there with all your buddies and just all day long rock shows, man.
It's a pretty packed lineup this year. We got Fivefold, Discrepancies, Skybert White, Odom,
Hushlist, Nimical Drive,
Variable, who's who with St. Louis?
Yes, City of Parks, Common Jones, Guerrilla Theory, Divide the Empire, Ashland. Yeah, man, it's going to be a good time.
I don't know how you remember all this.
Well,
like a giant library, Jesus.
Well, partly because of this show. Some of them we've been on recently promoting it. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. Recorded with Robbie a while back, talking about it, and Divide the Empire's been on, plugging it, and I just had the episode I posted today, actually, was with a group called The Weapon, and they'll be playing The Beer Garden, and they're playing over there, so.
Weapon, that's a cool name.
Yeah, they're a hard rock. They'll probably be doing a lot of covers there, but they got a bunch of originals they're working on, too, getting those ready to go. It's kind of a mashup of two bands out of Lincoln County area, and those bands fizzled out a couple years back, and they decided to keep playing now, and they got together and formed a new group, so, yeah.
That's what I hope happens with this.
Oh, yeah?
We haven't figured that one out yet. We just keep trucking along for some reason.
So keep a lookout for my side project that just dwarfs.
It's called the Bang. It's called the Bang Project.
Yeah. Yeah, they were kind of doing it, you know, it's like 10 years ago, doing all the, or more, I guess, but with all the, you know, Road to Point Fest, Battle of Bands kind of stuff. They were trying to make a run at it back then, and they did well, and then they decided they still want to keep playing music today, but they're doing a lot of, like, their cover stuff they do is, like, a lot of Killswitch, Engaged, and nice. Seven Dust, and all these, like, a lot of harder rock songs. Sweet. And so it's kind of, I feel like they kind of got a good thing going and something unique to what our music, because not a lot of people are, you know, a lot of bar bands are doing like just your traditional
straightforward rock. Nickelback.
Yeah, right. All Nickelback.
And I like your pants around. Oh, no. Is that not?
It sounded pretty good. I thought Chad Kroeger was in the room. Brent says that, but Brent's actually a huge Nickelback fan.
Love him.
Him and Fat Beats.
Love sweet Nickelback.
I'll have the quesadilla.
Yeah, they, Fat Beats, you follow him on Snapchat there. He was like singing along with all the songs at the show, and it was really funny. I think he had about six of those, like, margarita guitars or whatever, and like singing along in the lawn and all the songs.
God bless him. At least he's not ashamed that he likes them.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's not something I would admit to.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Anyone.
Well, he also admits that his Limp Bizkit's his favorite band. So
that's
like,
true.
I don't. Man. We don't have time to go into that.
We could do a whole other podcast on what's wrong with Fat Beats.
He shared something the other day. And he's like, you know, this is a good song, and we're like, I guess we have very different, uses of the word good.
Can we turn this all into like drag on Fat Beats session?
Sure.
I'm just kidding, Steve. We love you.
We'll have to get him back on to defend himself someday.
Nah. They only want our side of the story.
To be fair, he you guys do go way back with Steve.
We love the guy.
Yeah, how long? He was a member of this band for quite a while, right?
He was with us for about 2 years, and then
if you listen to the EP, A, yeah, thank
him.
You.
Yeah.
B, that's him.
Yeah. So
then we kicked him to the curb.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, he left.
Huge. That's okay.
Yeah. I guess it worked out for him, though. He seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, yeah.
With that that band he's in now, yeah. Doing okay.
People probably don't know that band Discrepancies.
Right.
They're just, you know, not doing that much.
Right. Love you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, Steve will be down there. Hopefully you guys get him hammered drunk again.
Oh, there will be some compromising pictures of Fat Beats.
It's just about how hammer drunk we get him.
Right.
Hopefully he has a big jug of Caribou Loo again.
Yeah.
And he'll just do it to himself
he
did last time. That's,
apparently, yeah.
Loves it.
Caribou. He actually almost drowned last year because he got so drunk in the river, right. And he got caught in the current.
There's the nose sticking up.
It looked like... If you've ever watched the Nature Channel and seen, like, the hippo where they just have their mouth above the water, that was him last year. You could just see his snout sticking out of the water. Like, dude, you need to get out of the water or you're going to drown. Nah, I'm cool. Luckily, he didn't drown.
Luckily, he didn't drown.
Because none of us were going to be able to pull him out of the water.
I had to teach my friend David how to swim in the river when he was drunk one day.
That's a good time.
Time
for swimming lessons.
He couldn't swim and he fell in, and I'm like, dude, you just gotta kick your feet and pedal your hand and you know, control your breath and I taught him how to swim so he didn't drown. And like, man, I don't get, that's the one thing I don't get though, like, how are you a 30-year-old guy and you don't know how to swim? Like,
that's a good question. Yeah, so how do you make it all the way through your life?
The fear of death is great motivation.
Yeah. But I don't know, I've been swimming, like, my parents, I mean, I got my first sunburn on the lake before I was a year old, so, like, I've been swimming, you know, since I was just a little baby, so. But, yeah, I don't know. So I guess some people just don't like that, but I like to, I was raised in the water, man, you know. But,
part fish.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm glad Fat Beats didn't drown that day. Otherwise,
I made it to a solid picnic table.
Yeah,
right.
We luckily got him to the picnic table.
Yeah. Well, follow Silent Hollow on your Facebook and
on all your social medias.
Yeah,
tweeters, yeah,
yeah.
Almost social.
Listen to us on Spotify, on Pandora, go on iTunes.
Those aren't social media, but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Fire songs.
Yeah, yeah. Check out the EP. Really great stuff there. And then they'll hold you over. Get you by for a little while longer until we get some new stuff coming.
New stuff
to you.
Coming soon, absolutely
soon. And by soon we mean within the next couple of years.
Yeah, right.
We'll get it.
We'll do it.
Hopefully before the next year.
We'll do another podcast in 2 years and talk about the release of the new album.
It better not be that long. Shane. Yeah. Better not be that long.
No, I'm excited though. I mean, especially you guys are telling me some things, and if that was to happen, I think. We'll be in a good spot, man. I'm excited to see what happens there. So, so yeah, keep an eye out. New music coming soon. And Rockfest. Saturday
Rockfest.
Night. Be there.
If you got nothing to do, get your ass out there.
If you have something to do, cancel it.
Get your ass out there. Make sure you bring lots of beer.
Yep.
It's necessary.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks
for having us, Shane.
Yeah, man. Good seeing you guys. Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.